What's going on, people? You're locked into The Point Podcast. Welcome to the show.
Go on your bed, both your watch. Listen to the go on your bed. Anyone that's 13 years and in that range, actually,
go on your bed. Oh, yeah.
People, welcome to The Point.
Yeah,
the Point bro. Podcast with your boys, Mike Lee, Enoch, Afo. Why did I say my last name?
Freedom Mandem. I don't have any Mandem.
Freedom Mandem. So we saying, lads? We're actually doing this.
We actually got here.
We're here. Anyone that knows, which probably none of you know, we conceptualized this idea of The Point March 2015,
yeah, around that time,
and it's now January 2016, and we're finally doing it.
Goes to show how lazy we are.
Do you know what,
a whole year.
Almost a whole year. You know what, yeah, I think personally, just, you know, ideas take time to conceptualize, to practice. That's not a word, is it?
It's not a word.
ideas take time to come to fruition. People got schedules. People working 9 to 5. It's understandable.
I'm a lazy. That's just the truth. I can't even lie to you guys.
People get days off too, bro.
Yeah. We prefer to like go on holidays and whatnot. And we just took our time. But we're here. So first of all, I'd just like to say thank you for listening, even if it's just one person. But I pray to Jesus it's not one person that's just listened to this podcast. But thank you for everybody that is listening. We really appreciate it. It's been a long time coming, but we're here. We're here.
So, let's introduce ourselves.
Is it me first?
Enoch, go through.
I'm E to the N to the O to the C to the H. Enoch, not Enoch.
Not Enoch. Biblical name, boy.
Yeah, man. Solid. Biblical.
Who calls you Enoch?
You'll be surprised. Boy, <'cause laughs> trust me, people see my name and they're like, Enoch.
Boy. Enoch well. K Music on Twitter.
Yes, music could be Q.
Hey, schoolboy.
Yes.
Gotcha. Afolabi.
Wagwan. I'm the fakest Jamaican you'll ever hear. yeah, my name's Afolabi. I don't even know what else to say.
Well, in that case, I'll go next. Hi, guys. I'm Mike. I am the realest Jamaican that you ever hear, despite the British accent. How would I describe myself now? I am a full-time corporate guy in terms of my job with moonlighting creative tendencies. Yeah, that's how I describe myself.
So what's your point?
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 The point is...
So guys, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, by God's grace, that are listening to this and they're not entirely sure what the point is. So...
what is the point?
Exactly. What is the point?
Go on, Afro. Tell us.
What's the point? The point is a roundtable of opinionated people just discussing topics that may affect us directly, such as technology, music, politics, social issues. So things of that nature. That is what the point is. And that's what we're going to be discussing today and moving forward. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the point is. So I think we should just jump straight into it. Happy New Year, by the way, guys. Totally forgot to say that, but Happy New Year. 2015 was a very interesting year for a genre that I love dearly, and that's grime. So for anyone that knows me, well, 2004 is around the time when grime got big for me. I was in year 7, so I guess you could probably figure out how old I am. It's calm. I'm sure you can figure out how old I was at that time. So grime was a really big thing for me, and at that time it was only just born. I think it started 2002, and so it was only really 2 years old. and it was a thing that was just bubbling around working class estates, working class estates, really. And the school that I went to was predominantly working class. So
back then.
Yeah, back then. Now I'm not entirely sure. The school's looking kind of very different now. but yeah, back then, that is the music that that was popular and that we were listening to. So yeah. And all of a sudden, I think, well, it's had its ups and downs. But now, I think at the start of 2014, well, earlier than that, but I'm not going to get too deep into it. But 2014 and 2015 were very important years for the genre. I mean, we're now being recognized, and I say we because it's not just a genre, it's a culture, but we're now being recognized by those who are overseas. For example, we're now touring in America. Skepta did a five venue tour of the East Coast in America and wow. Canada.
Wow.
You had DEE and FTSE traveling to Japan, and they did a tour over there as well.
Right, Japan, you know.
Yeah, Japan. That's mad. Oh, yeah. I've seen clips, like 30-second clips of just Japanese MCs just spitting. I couldn't believe
Japanese, yeah. One thing I say about Japanese, they pick up music like crazy. They love dancehall, they love reggae, they love rock. So I'm not surprised when you say like grime artists are out there doing shows, because Japanese market is lit. It's lit.
Yeah, and now we're getting played on the radio overseas as well. Skepta's getting spins on Hot 97. I mean, like Hot 97 has been a very, how would I say, they've really jumped on the bandwagon of grime. And I mean, there've been several interviews. I wouldn't say several interviews. There's really been one. In fact, Skepta was on. I said several, like as if there'd been loads. I haven't. Like, there's just been one. Skepta was
that we know of.
Actually, I could actually mention a few, in fact. So yeah. Skepta was on Real Late with Peter Rosenberg. He's one of the guys on Ebro in the Morning at Hot 97. So he did an interview with him. He's done several interviews with The Fader and Noisy as well. So Graham is really getting his recognition, and I mean, we were there, Michael, last year at Wireless. It's kind of mad,
crazy.
We were there when he came out to Drake. I promise you, I'll never forget that day in my life. I'll never forget that day.
Crazy.
That was so, so mad. Like, what are we talking about? 50,000 people there. And all we heard Skepta. Skepta just, he's only from down the road as well. He just come out on Drake's set. I'm saying that was so mad. The energy there that day was crazy. But yeah.
We were front stage too.
Yeah, we were front stage. We were at the front as well.
We were at the front.
Oh, so mad. But yeah, but we had a conversation. So me and Enoch had a conversation a while back, even today as well. And he basically said that Graham is not going to get any bigger than what it is right now. I'm sorry, that insulted me.
I'm just sticking to it, boy.
I'm saying I was insulted by that.
If I'm wrong, I'll apologize. Simples, but I just don't think it will, you know.
Yeah, I was totally insulted by that. He's still my boy, but you know, might have to give him two knocks of the head.
two knocks or Enoch.
Yeah. But yeah. So we had this conversation. We thought, okay, we're going to save this. We've been saving this conversation for weeks. We haven't had an in-depth conversation because we thought the best place to talk about it would be on the podcast. So yeah. Yeah, so we're going to, let's do this. All right, Blood, why the hell do you think the Gram's not going to be bigger than where it is?
Earlier you said that, Getz lacks clarity, is that right?
Yeah.
So because he lacks clarity, it's like, people can't understand him, can't understand what he's saying, like some of the words that he's saying. And basically, that's how I see Graham as a whole in general. Boy, because...
Okay, sorry, so it's cool. So it's cool. Don't worry. It's cool.
If you guys can see Afro right now.
Because so basically, I'm thinking, for it to blow, it has to blow in America. For it to get bigger than what it is now, it needs to get big in America. Fair enough. They have their five venues. I don't know how big the capacity was or whatever, but like, are Americans really gonna understand what they're saying, for one? That's what I'm saying. Like what we're trying to say, we've got our own slang, got our own language, everything. But I don't know if Americans, you know, the guys out there are gonna understand us. Do you know what I mean?
Blood. Okay. Hold on.
Quick
hold
point.
On. Oh no. I'm sorry. I gotta say this. I'm getting pissed off. So you're talking about that they wouldn't understand what we're saying. Do you understand what the Americans say? Do you understand when they're talking about the interstate? When they're talking about the freeway, when they're talking about the Pyrus, when they're talking about the Crips.
Yes.
You understand that. Do you know why you understand that? Because you decided, I'm going to find out what this means. You were going to find out what it means.
Yeah.
It's the same with Graham. Bruv, if they don't understand something, it's for them to try and understand what we're saying. Okay. It's not for me to now cater to them. Bruv, it's not about catering to them. It's about doing our own thing. That's why shutdown is big. That's why... That's not me is big, because it's all about individuality, being yourself, not trying to cater to an audience just to try and please them. I don't, to be honest, yeah, if Graham is not to blow and become bigger than what it is, I don't give a damn, because it's the music that I love. If they want to like it, they can like it. Cool.
See, okay. See, this is the thing. This is the difference. You're talking about cultural things like, okay, yeah, so, Pyrus, Crips and all this stuff, yeah. But like, that is more, that's, in fact, that's to them. That's a lifestyle. What I'm talking about, the UK has it, obviously it's lifestyle, but the slang, the terminology that we use, it's a whole different language in itself. English and grime, I don't feel like it's the same, bruv.
I can't believe that.
You can't.
Oh my God. It's not English. Listen, bruv. No. I'm saying, but no, you can't say that. Because it's cool for them to, listen, if they want to embrace it, it's for them to find out, like I said earlier. Like, we understand what they're saying when they're talking about all their nonsense about trapping in the bando and all them sillinesses.
That's a UK artist, by the way.
No. It may be a UK thing, but where did we get it from?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking both of you.
Trapping. Like, it's an American phrase.
Thank you.
It's an American phrase.
Yeah, but, exactly. Okay.
But it's what I'm saying, it's like the thing is, the way slang is going now, yeah. What I'm saying, it's a whole new language. I'm telling you. Cause what? Tell my man shut up. Tell my man shut up.
Okay.
Tell my man shut up.
Okay.
So
I understand what you're trying to say. I know where you're going with it.
It's a whole different like dialect.
It's a whole different dialect. And I think, okay, obviously a lot of it stems from, and I'm not just being biased because I'm Jamaican, but the Patois influence, the Caribbean influence that came into the UK. Mm-hmm. But likewise, like, you'll see videos on Twitter with Canadians, like Drake does it all the time. Mm. He puts on Jamaican accent, all those kind of things, mm-hmm. and talks Patois. Mm. But I don't know. I don't know if it's that difficult for them to pick up the stuff that we're saying. Maybe because in Canada, there's a massive Caribbean influence there as well. So maybe they understand. So maybe I get what you're saying in terms of the Americans. They might not pick up
stuff like, man. Or, but it's not even just like Patois, like Patois.
But like Butters, if they, like, you're talking about like
see, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're talking about slang words. It's a mixture of both. Do you know? So we mix up everything, like, not just Patois, but mm-hmm. Patois, and then we've got our own slang as well that we mix mm-hmm. up. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't even know, man.
To be honest with you, I'm sorry. I still disagree, because we embrace the American culture to such a point. Skepta even said in Ace Hood Flows, he said that, I'm keeping my eyes to the streets, and I'm hearing a lot of artists spitting to American beats. Yeah. We Americanized so much, that we were embracing their culture. So why can't they do the same with us? Why can't they do the same?
We're smaller than them.
I personally think they are.
You can't even talk about small. Jamaica is smaller than the UK.
Yeah.
do you see what I mean?
If you know what, I think Americans are picking up on the UK sound, but just not with grime fully yet. So if you listen to a lot of the pop
UK
artists,
sound, Adele, that's the only thing America's picking up
I
on.
I can't
right
believe
now,
that. No, Enoch, you can't say that.
Do you know what?
Enoch,
if you,
you
listen,
can't say
even
that.
If you listen to a lot of David Guetta stuff, or you know those kind of pop, what do you call them, EDM tracks, like, they pick up on a lot of the
UK dubstep movement and kind of genres like that.
Yeah.
So I think Americans are picking up, but I don't know if the urban American industry is picking up on grime. But I would say that, you know, in terms of electro pop or, you know, using dubstep beats or even some elements of garage, they're definitely picking up on it.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I listen to grime. I like my grime. I listen to it. But it's just, I feel like it can only go so far. That's my argument, is that it can only go so far. And I don't believe that I'm the only one that thinks it either, so...
I don't think you are. I don't think you're the only person that thinks that it's just going to stay where it is now. But I would argue and say that look at the position that it was when it was born and look at where it is now. The growth is clearly there. Yeah, nothing grows... And it's, you can't expect something to just be huge after a year or two.
But that's
Grime's
been,
new.
It's been like what, like 13 years or something like that. It's not.
But Grime is new. What about hip hop?
It's grown. Hip hop's like 30 or something like 30.
It's since the 70s, cuz. It's like 40 years old. How can you can't judge a genre on something that's only been around for, well, how long? 14 years.
Yeah, but the thing is, hip hop got big 90s though.
Exactly. So it took around 20 years. It took around 20 years for it to be what it is.
Not even what it is.
Not even what it is now, because it's bigger now.
Bigger now.
But I'm talking about... Okay, sorry, I'm talking over you, but I don't care. But but it's gotten to a point where it is... It got to a point where it's big and people are able to make legitimate money off it.
Yeah, okay. So here's the thing, right? For hip-hop to be... grime, for... The only way that I can see grime expanding to like worldwide, just global, just banging, yeah, is for it to change. And when I say change, as in the slang is going to change, the language is going to change. That's the only way I see it. Because hip hop, for one, remember, originated in New York. All right? That's where it came from. I don't know if everyone's seen the movie Straight Outta Compton, when they went over to LA, West Side, they're like, oh, what's a 6-4? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's a 6-4? So these are the things that it changed. That we're going to have to change. They're going to have to change it. So if they're going to go, oh, Americans are jumping on a grime thing, they're gonna have their own way of doing it. Might be too grime beat, might be. But the thing is, it won't. That's why I can't imagine it still being grime if Americans were to jump on it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I understand what you're saying, because everybody will have their own little, changes that they make to it because they're influenced by what's around them, their environment, their culture. So they would add to it. And I think that's totally fine, because that happens in it. That happens
in everything.
That happens in everything. Because one could argue and say that the grime was birthed from hip hop. Of course, it has the other genres that are there. But you could say that hip hop was a predominant influence on the birth of the genre.
Yeah.
So you could say that we added our own thing to hip hop. That's fine.
Basically, yeah. Basically.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that's what I'm saying. It birthed grime out of hip hop. Grime is a UK take. I feel like grime is a UK take from hip hop. And that's why I feel like you can't take two takes and just say that, okay, we're going to make this. Do you know what I mean? So a take on grime to... If the US was to take take on grime, it wouldn't be grime. It would be something else.
That's fine. But you can't... Because I think what you're trying to say is that because it was birthed from hip-hop, it's like it won't really be grime. It'll basically be hip-hop again or a different... version. But then I would argue and say that, okay, but hip-hop was birthed from dancehall and like MC is just battling.
Yeah,
but the point I had to make was, okay, we talked about them not being able to understand us, or Americans not being able to understand what the lyricist is saying. I'm sure there are certain Sean Paul tracks, I'm sure there are certain Beanie Man tracks that blew up and people didn't even know what they're talking about. Do you know what I mean? So I think, I don't know if it's necessarily to do with the slang or the way they speak, but I think one of the big issues for Americans with grime was how quick the beats were. 140 beats per minute. Quick, fast, and it was fast, and the rappers are just lacing over it, just spitting fire. And Americans are like, oh, I can't even understand what he's saying. He's speaking too quickly. I can't pick it up. But then that makes me think about, it's weird because that starts to make me think about people like Twister. Twister was spitting at outrageous speed.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking he was rated so highly back then. But then it's the same argument that they're now bringing to us, like, oh, it's too quick. We can't understand. And what you're finding is with a lot of trap records now, trap is blowing up in the US. You're finding that a lot of trap records are at 140 beats per minute.
See, yeah, but that's the thing. Twister, like, where is he now? Even back then, I used to think, yeah, he raps fast, but I'm not learning anything. Like, I'm not learning anything from it. Like, I can't hear the guy.
You know, with Twister, all you know is the chorus, boy.
I don't know, but what? I think it's just for people to just listen to a song. Because there were two ways I listen to a song. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm listening to it just because I like it. I like the beat. I like how it flows. But then there are also times that I listen to the song because I want to hear exactly what he's trying to say. Mm. So, Twister's, yeah, he spits fast, but that doesn't mean you can't learn something. It's just about just, like, you got to concentrate. Like, it's at that time, music isn't relaxing. You're actually, like, you're studying. You're trying to figure out exactly what he's saying. So, I think it's just people choose not to, in my opinion. People just choose to enjoy the music rather than really listen to it.
Like Kendrick's Free.
Yeah.
You know, towards the end of the track, and he's just running with lyrics.
Yeah.
You're listening because you want to pick up every single word. I think it depends. I think if you're a listener of music, sometimes you can be a bit ignorant in that this is a new genre of music. I'm not used to it. It's too fast for me. I'm just not going to listen. But if you really actually want to understand and be open to listening to different types of music, you'll listen and you'll take in what the artist is saying, despite how quickly they're spitting. They're not, no one can speak faster than the speed of sound. So you're going to be able to make something out of what they're talking about.
Yeah.
What are you feeling?
Yo, okay, so it's that time where we go into what we're feeling at the moment, what kind of music we're listening to, what kind of artists we're listening to. So we're going to kick it off first with my boy Michael. So Michael, talk to me. Come on.
Okay, so what I'm feeling at the minute, one of the albums I'm feeling is Black Messiah by D'Angelo. Oh man, exquisite listening. It is a fusion of jazz, soul, typical D'Angelo, R&B. It's interesting for me because he took a hiatus for such a long time, and to come back with a record that is probably one of his best lyrically, sonically, is an amazing thing. I think my favourite records on the album are Till It's Done, Tutu, Betray My Heart, and Another Life.
Yeah, Afro, come on, talk to us.
Yeah, so I've currently been listening to Retrito and Avelino's mixtape, Young Fire, Old Flame. The standout tracks would be 15th, Issues, and Echoes. And 15th, yeah, is a surprising track because it features Malogo and Sneakbo, who are of Nigerian descent. And you would say the song has Afrobeat elements to it, which is what makes it a surprising tune. But yeah, also a very enjoyable tune.
Nice. All right, so I'm feeling King Kendrick, of course. That's my G, always my G, forever. King Kendrick, King Kunta, Halle Berry, hallelujah. Speaking of hallelujah, boy, I've been listening to a lot of gospel recently as well. Old school gospel, Andre Crouch, rest in peace, that's my guy. I've just been listening to a lot of stuff really, but yeah.
Let us know what you've been feeling. Hit us up on our Twitter at The Point Says with the hashtag SWTP, straight to the point. Tell us what artists you've been tuned into. What are you feeling?
What are you feeling?
What are you feeling?
See, yeah, there's not many artists that I can, like, kind of use as an example. But for one, obviously, the things that's kind of blowing up now is like Future and Young Thug, that kind of vibe there. Like, personally, I don't understand. Well, I can obviously, if I want to, find out what they're saying. They're not talking really fast. I don't know what they're talking about, but you know the beat is live, and I don't know if people will be able to say that the same thing about that with Grime, because obviously you can hear the beat like kind of. I feel like Grime doesn't have that. Grime doesn't have the same effect. A grime beat doesn't have the same effect as a trap beat to make you kind of, like, you know, pop your elbows and pump fist, not pump fist, but you know, pump.
We just throw up gun fingers. Done.
But I just don't think it will have to change for it to blow up. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'd like to just say one thing. I'd just like to say one thing. A brilliant mind once said, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Yeah, that was Jay-Z, Professor Jay-Z. And Stormzy just sold 200,000 with his record Shut Up, and that's just in the UK. So, yeah, numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie, so, you know.
It's true.
Just in the UK.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that's true. It was just in the UK. I don't know if it was available. I don't know if it was available anywhere else. But 200,000 just in the UK.
But on the Mobos, Fat Man Scoop came through. Remember on Mobos, Fat Man Scoop came through and he was like, I love Stormzy. I love Skepta. I love Ali Yar. Da, da, da. And I don't know. I mean, he was saying that Americans are ready for grime. He was saying that they are gaining traction over there, those artists. So obviously Fat Man Scoop, I don't know how
relevant,
you know, relevant and also, you know, how reliable his opinion is in terms of the general American public.
Fat Man Scoop had his running shoes on, his t-shirt on, his shorts on, his sweatbands on, and he was running to jump on the bandwagon. So I would Fat Man Scoop, sharp. Sharp. Shut up.
Tell my man, shut up.
He was jumping on the bandwagon. Like, I don't think he personally listens to Graham like that, yeah, in my opinion.
I think he does. I think he does.
I don't.
For him to... Okay, he did... I think he got Skepta's name wrong or Stormzy's name wrong in the thing, yeah. But obviously, you know, we all make mistakes.
I think he said Stormy, you know.
He said Stormy or something like that.
Stormy.
See? He said Stormy.
Man's a weatherman.
Stormy,
you
know.
Stormy. I think he does. And I do think that grime is gaining traction. Drake has made sure of that. Like you said, Afro, me and you, we were at Wireless. We were in the front. We saw... He brought out Skepta. Drake is... Didn't Drake get something tattooed on him?
He got BBK tattooed on him. That's the next type of commitment, you know.
Next thing.
That's that. You would think they're lovers, fam. That's commitment, boy. Serious. He tattooed BBK on his chest. Did Skepta get a tattoo? I don't know.
Of the OVO. Ow. OVO. I think Drake is definitely making sure of that. Do you get what I'm saying? Drake is one of the biggest artists out there right now. And if he's riding for you, you're going to be sure that you're going to start blowing. And if... Look, Skepta's doing Coachella.
Oh yeah, he's doing Coachella
as well.
Doing
Coachella this year. That's
what. What you got to say, Enoch?
That is one of the biggest music festivals, Enoch.
What you got to say, fam?
But then again, so is Lady Leisha as well.
So.
Yeah, that says a lot.
I'm not laughing at Lady Leisha.
Lady Leisha.
But yeah, what I'm saying is that if I was Drake, and I was a Canadian artist that has a lot of fans in America, of course, and a lot of fans in the UK, and a lot of fans everywhere else, and there's a certain type of audience that say, I don't know, hypothetically, grime, yeah, that doesn't really listen to my music because they listen to grime, I would infiltrate the same way that Drake infiltrated.
So you're saying that Drake is using Skepta to get into the UK market and blow a bit more. Grime. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
But state your point. Okay, state your point.
So for one, hardcore grime listeners, yeah, they won't... I don't feel like, oh yeah, Drake singing about, you know, exes and stuff. Like, they're not going to feel it because obviously they listen to grime. But if now Drake jumped on a Skepta track or on a grime track, they're going to be like, you know what, let me listen to it. And if they like him, he's in there, boy. so in there.
Another great scholar said, soft with the ladies, hard with the men, Emmanuel Frimpong. So above, I can listen to Graham, but then also think about my girl, yeah, while listening to Drake. So you can do both. Mm. It's fine. You can do both.
I know, but...
And just to add quickly... Drake did an interview a few years ago. This was with Max. Max or Twin B on SBTV.
I think I remember that.
And this guy was talking about listening to Sneakbo, Ard.
Yeah. That's mad. The guy from Lusham, I swear.
That's mad. I don't know where Ard is from. But
he's from Lusham.
Is he from Lusham? But yeah, he must have brought Sneakbow when he came out here as well, which is mad. Like, he's one of those guys, yeah. Like, he'll be on YouTube, you click on a song, and then he's clicking on the songs on the recommended tab, like on the right-hand side of the screen. Like, he's that type of person. So I don't know if to say that he's using grime to infiltrate the UK, I find that hard to believe, because like in terms of those who buy grime music, it's not that much, you know. Like those guys that do grime music, in terms of the charts, I don't think they make that much money. Like they probably do from shows, but from sales, I doubt it. I doubt it.
I think they do make a bit small.
No, but I think they're millionaires. Like JME showed us his bank account like 2 years ago or something. He's a millionaire.
That's funny.
So JME's a millionaire from grime, and we all know JME is grime to the core. Yeah. Like you open him inside and all you'll see is 140 BPMs.
Exactly. But then as an artist who wants to take over though, you want to take over every apps. That's fine. As an artist that wants to take over, you want to take over like almost every like corner of music. And I feel like that's what Drake wants to do. That anyone wants to do that, do you know what I mean?
But I don't think Drake needs the help of Skepta in order to do that. Like I think the relationship musically that they have is genuine, because I think when Drake comes over to London, Drake sells out arenas in the UK. Let me not just say London.
I'm talking about taking over every corner of music, including grime. Like, okay, so for example,
so basically with that way of thinking, Drake's soon gonna do Bollywood music, innit? But he's soon gonna jump on that wave.
He did say Bollywood vibe. What track was it?
Oh, you're joking.
No, I'm not joking. What track did he? No, anyone that's watched Hustlers with The Rock, sick TV program, there's in the intro, him and Lil Wayne, and he talks about Bollywood still. So,
you can't say Bollywood, because Bollywood, I swear, is like
that's a film industry. My bad. I'm so sorry.
We're discriminated.
Let's say
we
gone edit that. No, we'll keep it in. But
no, we're keeping that in. We are keeping that in. So I want that in.
I think it's called. Yeah, it's called Bhangra, but
Bhangra.
So like the Bhangra, or let's say Indian scene, he could easily get in that, bruv.
Southeast Asian to be politically correct.
I think it's called Bhangra, but yeah, or you can call it like Indian music scene or something. I don't know, but boy, like some artists like Jay Sean's jumping back on that scene. Like it wouldn't be surprising if man like Drake was to jump on a track in a song like that in a Bhangra tune, just so he can get those fans or be able to sell in those certain areas, because you want to sell everywhere, because the main point is you're trying to get that money at the end of the day. How are you going to get it? By making sure everyone buys your music. And that's the thing. Michael's looking for the thing, but I feel like he's as an artist, you want to take over every aspect of music. Like you don't want to stay in one place. You go from glory to glory, as the Bible says.
And you know what? There would be nothing wrong if he's trying to, I don't know, conquer every market that he can. There's nothing wrong with that.
But nothing wrong with that. That's the
listen,
way it is. That's
like it. One, he doesn't need Drake to infiltrate the UK.
You mean
he doesn't?
Skepta. He doesn't need.
No. He doesn't need Skepta. My bad. He doesn't need Skepta to infiltrate the UK.
I'm not talking about the UK. I'm talking about grime.
Even Grime, the people that listen to Grime are a small population in comparison to those who live in the UK.
How would Drake get on a Grime track without using a Grime artist?
He hasn't jumped on a Grime tune yet.
No, but can he do it by himself? Just say, oh, I'm going to come up with a Grime track, and then people like Grime fans would listen to it and say that I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah, because we listen to Drake anyway. Like, I'm sure we listen to Drake anyway.
You're a Grime fan that listens to Drake, but I'm saying, is Drake gonna get, like, obviously he's big anyway, so he'll get attention whatever he does.
Yeah.
The guy will fart on the track and it will blow. But literally. But like an American, or I'm calling him an American hip hop or R&B artist, can he say that, okay, I'm gonna do a grime track now, and then not have a grime legend on there, and you say that, yeah, that's a grime track.
Yeah, because that would be disrespect to jump to come into a genre that you haven't, you haven't spoken to the gatekeepers about. But that doesn't mean he can't do it and he won't blow. It will blow. It would blow. If he was just, let's say, okay, let's
blow
go back
where,
20.
Blow where?
Here. In of course it would.
Yeah. I think it would blow in Canada as well.
It would. I think it would blow in Canada. He doesn't, I think he's only doing that out of respect. Like when he was on Instagram and he was talking about Wiley and Frisco and Jeremy and Skepta, that was out of respect. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. He can drop a grime tune and it would, and it could bang and people would listen to it.
But if he dropped a grime tune today, would you laugh?
Would I laugh? But if Drake, it's sick, if it's sick, I'll listen to it.
No. Before you even listen to it, would you laugh?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't laugh.
Are you sure?
No, I wouldn't laugh.
I would laugh.
And why would you laugh?
I know people that would laugh.
To be honest, Drake always keeps us laughing, fam. Look at the Hotline Bling video. I'm sorry, Drake is not necessarily.
No. Just hearing it
in general.
Drake has made a grime track. That to me, I would laugh. As soon as I hear that, I would laugh.
So you go listen to it.
Because me, I understand where you're coming from. I understand, Michael. You're coming in it. Your time's coming in it. I understand what you're saying, because if I was to hear like any random American or whatever on a grime tune, I'd laugh at it, because you don't even like, it doesn't even sound right to me. I've heard an American on a grime tune. I was scratching my head. But
I need to hear that as well.
But I would listen to it out of respect, because I know how sick he is as an artist.
As an artist, yeah.
If it's crap after I've listened to it, I'll laugh. Of course I will. But I'm not going to laugh straight away. I can't laugh at something I haven't heard.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Boy, I heard... Oh, I bet we're going to go there.
No, say it.
Sierra, innit? When I heard about the
Hey, anyway, we don't want to digress.
Anyway, go. What, do you know this track, Afro?
I don't know that track, no.
Do you know this track?
Bollywood Flow. You don't? By Drake, 2010.
Is it called Bollywood Flow?
It's called Bollywood Flow. Who else really trying to mess with Hollywood code? Yeah. Treating Birmingham like my Hollywood shows. I'm trying to tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow.
But how do you know Drake actually like produced that? Because those bars, by the way, I can't even remember what song it's from. Those bars are old.
They are old.
And I think it's from one of his mixtapes, So Far Gone or Comeback Season. I can't remember which one.
It's old. It's on the it's the theme track for the show Hustlers. So it is his official.
Really?
Track. Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay.
So there we go. So we've got a track there that is, let's say, Bollywood, which is probably the wrong term. Bollywood.
But he's called it Bollywood Flow. So
yeah, it's called it Bollywood Flow.
And where's ignorant is him?
Huh? So
where's ignorant is him then?
You. He's defined it as Bollywood in a sense, and for him, that's a smart thing, because then. What people that listen to quote Bollywood music would listen to it.
Indians were probably going mad. The Bollywood industry was probably going mad over that.
So if Drake was to jump on a track with not even Jay.
Well, he did
Jay Sean maybe. Like,
he did the Wizkid tune.
Wizkid tune.
Yeah. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Ojua Legba.
See, that's the thing. You want to infiltrate, bro. Snoop Dogg with the Banj. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember
exactly
that.
Exactly, remember that.
The Banj.
So if Man was to jump on a track with like Juggy D or like Jay Sean or what's his name? I'll edit it in. But yeah,
you know what it was.
If he was to jump on a track with them, God knows it will blow up India.
Okay.
Like it will blow, but if you just do a song like Bollywood Flow, it's not gonna. Obviously, it's there. It's got how many views? Can you check? How many views?
So many.
So many views. That's so the quote that we have.
That's a huge number. So many.
How many views?
Okay, this one ain't.
I've never heard
this
it.
This one
by
ain't
the
saying
way.
A lot. The largest one is 251,000 views.
Yes, that's not actually big.
Yeah, but this was 5 years ago.
This came out in 2010 when Drake was. Do you know what I mean?
One album as well.
Like, wasn't it?
Thank Me Later.
Thank Me Later.
Yeah. 2009 is when he dropped So Far Gone.
Okay. Yeah. So he was one album in. Wasn't really like popular. Like he wasn't popping, but yeah, that came out then. Not much publicity at all. That's what I'm trying to say. it didn't bang. But if he was to add an actual artist from that genre, then it will bang.
But
and I feel like I feel like if he did it with Grime, obviously he'll get 20 mil views, 20 mil, 25. But then I feel like it won't bang like Gangnam Style bang. Unless he has a Grime artist on there.
Nothing's blown like Gangnam
Style. That's
nothing.
What I'm saying.
Absolutely nothing.
That's what you want though. As an artist, you want Gangnam Style kind of banging. Do you know what I mean? You want to blow. But Gangnam Style.
The other thing, Gangnam Style.
But that's also your Gangnam.
Gangnam Style.
Oh my goodness.
So it's not only Drake though that's like jumping on the Grime scene as well. Because if you think about it, remember that time when Kanye was on at Coco and he brought out Boy Better Know. Yeah. Like, if Kanye's riding the wave as well, then it shows that there's traction being gained in the States. Do you get what I mean? So maybe
it wasn't Kanye, by the way. It wasn't Kanye. As in. It's okay. So basically, what happened here?
Was it Boy Better Know, and then Kanye came out?
It was, but it's not him that listens to the music.
Who was it?
Or it's okay. So it's his right hand man, Virgil. So Virgil.
Okay. Yeah, but music. I feel like that's
okay. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Continue.
Do I start again?
Jump in. Just go in.
Okay. Yeah. So actually, I like that point of Virgil, but yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, so it just goes to show, like, Kanye did Coco, and he's bringing out Boy Better Know. It just goes to show that the Americans are gaining traction. Grammy's gaining traction in the US. If Kanye's riding the wave, then, boy, you know you're about to blow. Do you get what I'm saying? And I guess, again, it's coming back to Skepta. Everybody's looking at Skepta. It's really weird, because it's like, they're not really looking at Dizzy or them guys from back in the day, Grime. Do you get what I'm saying? They're not looking at really Dizzy, Kano, them guys. They're looking at, I'm not saying Skepta's like been about.
Skepta's an OG
in the game, but don't know.
I think this podcast, this subject needs a part two. We need to come back to this in like three, four months. And you know, because I'm gonna look into this now properly, innit? And I'm going to ask all my American friends and family, I'm going to send them videos and grime videos, and ask them what they think of it and what they think the future holds for it.
Yeah.
I feel like you should all do the same. If you're listening to this and you're from the US, please check out some of the grime music. Because the thing is, it's actually good. I like it. But what I'm saying is that you guys might not receive it the same way we do. And that's my argument. But yeah, take a listen. Shut Up, Stormzy. That's a good one. I feel like they can understand that though. I feel like Shut Up.
Yeah.
Very understandable, straightforward.
Clarity.
Clarity's there. Like you could. Yeah. You should be able to understand it. What? See My Mind of the Pouch. You get.
The guy with the pouch is the shooter. He's the shooter.
Yeah, basically the guy with the pouch at the back.
Run away.
Yeah. You see where snitches.
We didn't say no names though. Shout out to Pouch Man.
And any UK listeners, if you got any friends or family in the US, just try and spread the sound, man.
Ask them to have a listen,
you know. If they don't, you know, just to see if they like it or not.
Okay, just to restate what Afo just said. Any UK listeners, don't spread the gospel of grime. I'm just saying. ask your relatives, ask your friends that are from the US, ask them what they think of it. Send them videos. Obviously, if they like it, then yeah, good. They like it, but I just think they won't, you know, receive it. But yeah, it's spread the gospel and see.
It's
what
calm because me and Enoch are gonna fight after this podcast. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, I think we're done with that subject.
Also, for you guys that are listening, let us know what you think. Do you think grime will blow worldwide? Hashtag straight to the point, at the point says on Twitter. Let us know your thoughts and we'll discuss them in a few months' time. We go round two on grime.
Yeah.
The worldwide takeover.
For now, we're out.
Peace.
Peace.
Ha 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 ha!
All right, guys, we've come to the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Follow us on all our social media platforms. Twitter at The Point Says, Instagram The Point Official, Snapchat The Point Live. Be sure to go on our website, read the blogs, comment, have a good little old chat between yourself and your friends. Yeah, now sit back, relax, and listen to the musical productions of Enoch. It's been The Point, SWTP, straight to The Point, and we're out. Blah!